God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we just have Patrick Anderson, Jeff Ramsdell, myself, Dave Gilbert. How was your week in iRacing? Any official races? Other league races or hosted races this week? Anything you guys do?
Nothing for me.
Nah,
I just did SDR.
I mean, I did a couple. I did one other Chicagoland, and didn't do too well. But tire strategy didn't work out for me. I was saving a set to the end, thinking there was going to be a caution, and caution never arrived.
Yeah, that's always a tricky thing with tire strategy, saving that last set and not using it, or knowing when to use that last set of tires.
And if I use them, the caution comes out. If I don't use them, it's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah. Yeah, we finally had a little bit of tire strategy at New Hampshire on Thursday night. How was last night? Did you guys have any tire strategy with that race?
I tried one towards the end. We had a green flag run for a little bit. We had 30 laps on our tires, and I was like, oh, there's 60 laps to go. Let me split it in half here. And I come down, and nobody followed me. I'm like, oh, man, I could have brought down half the field and made it worthwhile. Then I worked my way back up, and then, you know, just the way New Hampshire was this week, it was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had some bad dreams about it last night. I woke up in a cold sweat.
It was not. We're going to skim right over them results. Sorry, I'm clear.
You living over there?
Choking? Need a Heimlich?
Man, I was choking a little bit there for a second, but I'm good.
We don't want to lose you, Dave.
No, I started laughing. I was like, oh, I can't catch my breath now. But anyways, we had we didn't have our podcast guest this week, so we're just going to do a quicker podcast. But we'll go over the freaky fast race on the stock cars on Sunday.
Let me look at my results here. So we were at
Phoenix.
So Phoenix is like one of my better tracks, and I was practiced pretty good. I qualified 10th, I believe. And
so that's a better track? 10th?
Yeah, no, 10th. So I didn't qualify very well. And then I get in the race and I get going, and my wheel's been doing this little thing where if I put too much wheel into it or go into the corner, it'll lose connection just for a millisecond. And I'm like, oh. So I pulled down on the, we had a caution early, pulled down on the inside and reset my wheel, got back going. We fell back to 18th and worked my way back up through. We only had 5 cautions, one with a stage, and ended up getting back up to 3rd. Just Alec. So Alec, Jason, Evan Hurdle, and me and him, the three of us were having a real good race for first. We were following one another. Luke was in there before the pit strategy. For some reason, he fell back after the green flag pit stops. But overall, it was a decent race. It was in the daytime, so it was slick out. It wasn't more grip on there, but it was a decent race though. But Alec Dalphin came away with the win again by 2.5 seconds over Evan Hurdle, and I was right on his tail till the end there. But once your tires wear, it's very hard to pass there. If they run that high groove and get that run out, it's so good there. But even Evan finished second. I finished third. Luke Smith finished fourth. Keith Fonseca finished fifth. He must have done something to get top five there. But you just run a good race and
he drove
there. Yeah, right. He drove his butt off. He started 12th, so he came up through the field. Sean McDonald was sixth. Michael Miller was seventh. Matthew Fitz was eighth. Trevor Harmon was ninth. And the old man Richard Crane had a top 10.
Yeah.
So and then next week or tomorrow we go to Atlanta.
Yeah, they kick off Atlanta week for Freaky Fast and NIL.
So we go to the old Atlanta.
They go to the old Atlanta on Sunday, and then we're doing the new Atlanta.
New Atlanta. So this
Thursday and Friday. Yep.
Yeah. So we got three more races of the season, and if I have the points up real quick, let me look at them points. So Luke Smith. So they reset it after this race here. So the top six were reset to zero, but they had a Jeff Gordon tie, so they got Matthew Fitz and Joel Cherkel both made it into the top, so it's top seven now. So your playoff drivers are Luke Smith, Alec Dalphin, Evan Hurdle, Mike Miller, Keith Fonseca, Joel Cherkel, and Matthew Fitz. So they reset for the next three races, and the points total from the next three races will be your champion. So I think it's going to be a good battle between Smith, Dalphin, and Hurdle. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that should be a good battle. Atlanta, New Hampshire, and Homestead. So those are the three races coming up.
Two out of the three tracks are good for me.
Yeah.
Patrick's having more nightmares and dreams about New Hampshire. Just saying it.
New Hampshire's not a bad track. But
it invites violence.
Yes.
Actually, when we were in SDR, Patrick, you were doing good in the beginning, and then just tires wore on you. You know, I was like, he goes to me, he goes, "How are you rolling the bottom so good?" I just rolling it.
I once we got our green flag runs, I kind of figured it out in the cup, just rolling my turns and all that, but. By then it was too late. I mean, I was already had a damaged car and.
Well, you had what, 2 minutes of damage and pulled a fast lap.
Yeah, I pulled my fastest lap with 2 minutes of damage. So.
Yeah. So then Monday night we went to the Dirt to Daytona guys. We took the 305 sprint cars to Bristol and, yeah, that was. I mean, there was only nine of us that showed up, but the nine of us that had a really good time. It was a fun track for the 305s. Probably could use just a little bit more horsepower. Maybe going to a 360 might have been more fun, but it was easy to drive.
Fun for you. Yeah. I was in the back trying. I'm like, what this dirt? I hate the dirt. I'm glad we're done with dirt and we're going to my grassroots. And I think I can do pretty good with you guys.
Yeah, we did 100 laps. We only had one caution, I thought I was struggling. I was going to be in trouble, but I ended up finding a low groove and working down low, and I started making up a lot of ground. And Patrick saw it there at the end what I was doing.
Yeah, and then as soon as I saw you, I was like, "Where the hell did you come from?" And then I just jumped right down low with you, and then you said I scared you.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
I got underneath you.
I was really down low. I didn't think there was going to be anybody that could be lower than me, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't realize you were there." But
we didn't hit, did we?
No, we didn't hit. I thought we were going to hit, but we didn't hit.
Yeah, just like I scared you Thursday night. I was like, he's still coming down. I'm gonna give him a little bit extra more room here. Good thing I did.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as the dirt to Daytona, that was our last dirt race. So we got the late model stocks at Five Flags on Monday night. If anybody's interested, Keith Fonseca did pull off the win in the sprint car. Keith is fast.
I don't know how he did that. He started in the rear and worked his way up.
And then Kevin, he finished second. Josh finished third. I finished fourth, and Patrick he finished fifth. So there was a point in that race, and it didn't cause a call. It was the only caution. But Gitchenall and I should have looked at that replay, and I didn't, because I kind of wonder if it was more of a Netco. But we just had tires just get too close together, and his tire ran over my tire, or my tire went over his tire, and that's how the caution started.
It's like the same thing that happened with me and Jeff at the beginning. Like, I went, I don't know, like, I rear-ended him. I had way more speed, and all of a sudden, he was just there, and next thing you know, I had a bunch of damage, and I didn't fix it all. So, I think my car was down on horsepower, and, you know, we were going, and it's like, God, I'm going really slow, and like, I just couldn't keep up with you, Gitch. You know, Ramsdale was catching me. And then it was like, then Ramsdale pit, and it's like, well, screw what I'm pitting. I use my fast repair.
Yeah. But I know you and Kevin were fast in practice. You guys were the only two down on the 15-second lap times in practice.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think, you know, once the race started, you know, we just carried everything over. Like it, I mean, I think like it should have been.
I mean, it's. I just feel like it's more closer to what a real track would be on a Saturday night if you just reset it. Then
I think that the track wears a little quick from practice to, you know, like practice to the race. Like if you could set it up to where, like, take away half the wear from practice.
Yeah,
because I think, you know, that would kind of be like them working on the track like they do in real life.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I had to look into that, but we don't run any more dirt now, so for at least the rest of the season.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, Patrick finished fifth, Gitchell sixth, Jeff finished seventh, Luke Smith eighth, and Thomas Myers finished ninth.
Now, like, once the track really slicked off, though, like, I think, you know, like when we all started, we were at the top, but
yeah,
you know, you just had to jack your wing back and go to the
bottom. I didn't mess with my wing at all.
Oh, I did. I was messing with that a lot. And I think that's why, like, at the end, I got super quick at the end, and I ran Gitchell down from 2.5 seconds in the last 10 laps.
So you were pulling me. I was like, what do I got to do? I was like,
I would just move my wing forward until I got a little bit too loose, and then I would kick it back a notch. And then once I would tighten up on that one, kick it, you know.
Excuse me.
Just kept on moving it forward.
So I had damage like early on. So I had one of your wheel is out of alignment penalties, and that I couldn't get the speed I was getting at all. And it kept pulling down the straightaway. I don't know if that was happening to you guys.
No.
Not really. I had some wheel damage, and it probably happened like lap 10 of the race after I had already used my fast repair from the Gitchell and I incident. But
last night I had a lot of wheel damage. My wheel was cocked off quite a bit twice during the race.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh McKinney got me at the line on Monday night, and so he got third, but so good job to Josh, which was the opposite of last night, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you get Josh, Patrick?
I got Josh at the line.
15th.
14th.
14th.
He's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. By golly, he got him.
Mm-hmm.
So then the Freaky Fast guys, they went to Road Atlanta. I don't even own that track.
Me neither.
But they did remember, 34 laps there at Road Atlanta. Evan Hurdle, stop me if you've heard this before. Evan Hurdle pulled off the victory over...
Stop. You've said that before.
Yeah. Over John Barry. Kevin Bernheimer finished third. Elijah Travis fourth. And Tyler, I'm probably going to screw this up, Tyler Geimer, fifth. Justin Galloway, sixth. With the highest running Toyota finishing seventh with David Tamira. So he won over the Toyota class. Jamie Maudsley, Tom Stevens, and Mark Bradshaw rounding out the top 10. They move on to Okayama for the championship race. I'm not sure where their standings are at. I'm sure Evan Hurdle has got a wide margin of victory there. He's got probably a huge point lead. So good job to Evan Hurdle, and good luck at everybody at Okayama. We did do a podcast question of the week, and hardly anybody answered this one. But it was just, if you had to switch jobs with a teammate, who would get fired first and why? So let me know, Jeff and Patrick, if you guys switch real life jobs, who's going to get fired first?
Jeff.
Jeff's going to get fired first. You can't do concrete, Jeff.
Probably not. I don't know. It's not too. I don't know. We did concrete forms way back when, and it just sucks. Patrick probably knows it. Like, you have a certain window to get that concrete where you want it to go, and if you're late, it just hardens up and you can't do nothing with it.
Yeah. It's not like Patrick just does concrete. He does a lot more than concrete, though, right? Or is it just concrete?
Yeah, we do.
You're just not laying concrete all day. You're doing more than
No, like this last couple of weeks, the job that I just started running, we're jackhammering on PT cables. So like there are these cables that are through the ramp, through all the concrete, and you stress them to like seven. Like these ones we stressed to like 7,200 pounds. Like if you hit those when you're jackhammering and you break them, like they'll tear up the deck. They can kill a guy. But so like those ones, I like those ones just because it changes things up. I mean, any Joe Schmo can go jackhammer a hole. These ones just make it a little bit. No, you got to pay attention. Got to know what you're doing.
I thought you were gonna say any Joe Schmo can go jackhammer a hole, but that's not gonna make him a father.
No, but like we do that, and then like we do expansion joints, we just do parking ramps. Anything in a parking ramp that you see, we could be going and fix.
So what about you, Jeff? You think Patrick can come do your job?
He drives.
I drive. I do all the paper, all the quotes for lumber prices, package up shipments. It's not a real hard job. It's a job that anybody can do. It's just whether you can do it well or not,
Yeah, it's pretty much experience.
Exactly.
Once you get into it,
I started there, and I was supposed to be cutting frames for pre-cut buildings, and then I got thrown into the yard, and I was like 25, and dude, we got like 400 items that we got to learn, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to learn 400 items. Then I got thrown into it because the yard guy left or whatnot, and it's really easy once you do it with so much time.
Yeah,
it's easy.
You're a fabricator, right, Dave?
Yeah, I do fabrication. We build cranes and hoists and
so I'd get fired from that. I don't
special know. We specialize in picking and building custom end effectors for companies we were building something for Whirlpool recently that was lifting up oven doors and assembling process. So just a lot of different. Right now we're working on a big job for Tesla, picking up their underbodies So it's basically to help people in a factory, you know, lifting up heavy objects.
Okay.
Not having to do it by hand, and it's just a system that lifts stuff for them.
Yeah. So like you're doing a bunch of welding and stuff like that. Yeah, I can't weld, even though I am gonna take. Through the union, they have an 8-week course, and if you take it, you know, and it's meant for people who don't know how to weld at all. You know, like you just take that 8-week course, and you know, if you pass that course at the end, you're a certified state welder for Minnesota.
Oh, there you go.
So that'd
be a good.
So I think I'm going to take that course.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was gonna say with Thomas Myers, you know, like he's my teammate, and he does. As far as I remember, he works at like a tire warehouse, and so when I was racing cars, I was changing, you know, 12 tires all you know a week a lot of times, just changing stagger, moving different tires to different wheels. We had our own tire machine. So I feel like I'm pretty confident I could do like the tire warehouse, but there's no way that I could do the professional wrestling. I'd be fired before it even started.
I know, right?
Yeah.
my back would be broken.
If I was going to change jobs with any of my teammates, though, I would either be Quaker or Joel.
Quakers don't do anything. Right?
Exactly. That's who I'd want to change jobs with.
Yeah.
And, you know, and with both of them, they would be retired quick, too, because they would get fired quick. So, win-win.
Unemployment.
Yep.
We did have one person that did answer. Luke Smith said John Peterson would get fired because he has no filter and some of his customers are quite rude. So, yeah. So that was the only one that did answer in our chat. So we had to come up with a better podcast. I thought it'd be kind of interesting for people to talk about, you know, why they get fired and why and whatnot. But
it was a good opportunity to talk smack about your other teammates.
Yeah, but nobody took that upon themselves.
I didn't do it because I figured I was going to be doing it here.
Yeah, that's why I don't answer on the chat, because I figured I'd do it here. But as far as I know, Joe Turkle, he works at a mine, I believe, and he also does the custom guns. I'd probably get fired from both of those because I don't know what I'll be doing.
Right.
Boom. He could probably fake it. He could probably fake it for a little bit. Where at what I do, I'd probably get fired immediately there. But yeah, so now we're just going to Thursday night's results, and we'll do this one pretty fast.
Yeah, so we had 105 laps completed out of 100.
We went
extra. We had 14 cautions for 56 laps. We had more cautions than lead changes. It was the beginning of a bad week.
Yeah.
You know, we had Corey Stahl taking the pole with a 30.2, followed by Jeffrey Vickery, Michael Miller, Garrett Sidner, Jeffrey Radke, Joe Turkle, Dalton McKinney, Michael Gitchell, me, and Keith Fonseca rounding out the top 10. And, you know, winning it was Jeff Radke, followed by Corey Stahl, Josh McKinney, Matthew Johnson. Like, there's a guy right there. Like, that was his first good finish of the season.
Yeah. He had a good finish in the All-Star race that we had. That was a good run by him, though.
And then Brandon Kiger finished out the top 5. Shane Ledoux, Michael Gitchell, Wally Babb, and Dalton McKinney, and then Garrett Sidner rounding out the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I was going to get a top 10 with about, I don't know, going into the first green-white checker, I thought I was going to get a top 10, and then something happened, and the caution came out, and I got a meatball, and my race was done. I was running around smoking, and I was like, well, I'm going to try to get as many laps before I go in, because once I go in, I'm not coming back out.
Yeah,
that's what I did too, and it disqualified me. I'm like, ah, damn.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna have a good race. No, I qualified ninth. This isn't a track. This is a track for me that I suck at. I qualified ninth out of 28. I was happy. And then
your highlight of the week.
I was happy until I came out of turn two on lap one.
And, yeah.
that's when Keith got into my right rear and sent me backwards. And then after that, it was just, like I was showing Jeff like the caution on lap 13. Like I came out of the turn two and I saw Turkle down spinning low, and that's all I saw. And then I got right on, I think it was Brandon Kiger, got right on his rear end, and I was blind going down the backstretch. And then I pull out to pass him, and there's Dalton McKinney stopped on the track, and I just smoked him. And then, the rest after that was just garbage for me. I was in the back all night.
Yeah. Well, you finished second as far as incident points, though. You had the second most incident points. So good job there.
Second most? Who had more?
Yeah, 2 dozen.
Sean Long. Yeah, 2 dozen. I didn't think anybody could have beat me on that. I told Gitchell during the race, I was like, now I know how you feel like. Because he always usually has, he's like the top incident point guy because of his crappy luck.
Yeah. We'll shout out to Jeff Radke for coming out of that race with a 0X.
Yeah, that was good. When you're up front, though, and
yeah,
you had all those cautions, but he only led 8 laps, so it wasn't like he was up front.
Yeah, Corey Stahl led quite a few laps, 55. Wally Babbitt, Jeff Vickery, the threat level Midnight, they dominated that race.
Ramsdale led one. Yeah. Good job, Jeff. You led a lap in each night.
I would have led more if Luke didn't take me out, which he apologized for. It was just loud, and you can get in the corner, and if you're rolling better than the person in front of you, you're going to...
Yeah.
If you don't pay attention, you're going to tap him. And he tapped me just enough and got me looped me around.
Yeah. But
I think for me personally, I think it, even though I had a 14th last night and a 17th on Thursday, it's a win because I beat Jeff by 5 on Thursday and he beat me by 2. No, he beat me by one, but then he got a lap lead point. So yeah. I came out of here pulling points on Jeff. So I'm good. I pulled 2 points on him.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I speak for a lot of guys. I was really bummed because I had 16X, but I didn't cause any of them. I was just caught up in a lot of them.
Me too.
I felt like I was caught up in a lot of people's. Wrecks. I just couldn't avoid them, but yeah, that's what happens when you're around the middle of the pack the whole night, and that's where I was.
I did cause one. I did get an EOL for. I was racing Dalton McKinney for the Lucky Dog, and I just got in too hot underneath of him, and I took him out. He called me ignorant.
Well, he didn't lie.
Well, I was like, whatever. Like, we're racing for the lucky dog. I mean, just because we're both a lap down doesn't mean that we have to stop racing.
Yeah.
You know, we still have something to race for.
It's tough when you're lap down and you're racing lead lap cars because you're like, I have to get the lucky dog here and can get confusing.
I was mad at a certain point, and because I had lap cars were all lined up on my outside. I was stuck behind somebody that was slow running the low line, and I could not get around anybody. And these lap cars just kept passing me on the outside, and I was mad. I'm like, and and Joe Turkle, he was in the chat with me, and he was one of the lap cars. It was, and it's not his fault. He's trying to get, you know, move forward. But I was furious about, why is these lap cars racing me? But in all reality, that's, they were just doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Didn't sit well with me at the time, but everybody's tempers were flaring there Thursday night, that's for sure. So
yeah, there was some incidents there that I don't know why it was so bad either. It's, I guess the trucks, when you got in the corner, they were so low geared that you had to downshift, and I don't know if the downshift and the different throttle points were different.
Hold up, you were downshifting?
Yeah, I was downshifting. I was downshifting so much that my oil temp was at 265.
Yeah, I wasn't downshifting.
I was downshifting into the corner, getting that thing to set and rolling right to the center and popping right off.
In trucks?
In the trucks, yeah.
Well, that's something you could have shared with me.
Well, it was something I got during the race. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's something you could have shared.
Yeah, but then you would have beat me by more, you know?
What are you talking about? You were up there until the last 10 laps. Oh, I was 20th.
From the back to the, I went a lap down, all the way back up to the front, got taken out, went back to the rear again, got my way up back to the front. Luke took me out, all the way back to the rear again, made my way back up top five, and then Bernheimer got into the rear of me, and that was the knife that killed me.
Yeah. You look at 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. They were all ahead of me with 10 laps to go.
Yeah, so go ahead.
And well, I'm just saying, and you couldn't have shared that with me? Like, you guys were all up there, so I was running like 20th to 22nd all night.
Yeah.
But then once it got hot, I was like, oh, I can't shift as much now. I had to cool down the motor a little bit.
Yeah, well, we discussed that in our Discord. Actually, Kevin was like, I'm not shifting at all. So Kevin didn't shift. I think Joe was doing some shifting. Josh was doing some shifting. I was messing with it. I felt like I was faster not shifting, at least on fresh tires. But once the tires got older, then you could drop it down. But then I had an issue where halfway in the race, I dropped it down and got on the gas to come off the corner, and I about looped that truck. So I was like, I better stop doing that. So I went back to not shifting.
Yeah, I started doing that last night, not shifting, because you know, once my tires got wore, you know, I think that's what ultimately ended my race was the shifting, because, you know, got really loose, and I really hate with the next gen cars, like there's no catching them.
There is,
you know, like, it's like you, when you're counter steering and sliding, it's like you're sliding till all of a sudden, boom, you're not, and then you just catch. Like that, and next thing you know, you're turning right.
Yeah. So going over last night's results, we took the cup cars there for 150 laps.
Yes, we did. And getting the pole was Jeffrey Radke. Didn't he win the pole before, and the trucks too? Wasn't he on the pole?
I don't know.
No, Corey Stahl.
Corey Stahl. That's right. Yeah, but
Jeff Radke led practice though.
That's what it was, yeah. But he had a 3.529. He was a tenth faster than Dalton McKinney in qualifying. But we went to the race, and the beginning, I mean, it wasn't too bad. And then we just got in loops and loops. And just like we were saying on the next gen, you get down to the bottom. If you got down too far in the flat, it just, I don't know what happened, but it just spun you right around. And then if you tried to save it, you had the next gen wobble. Death wobble, and you were gone. You couldn't save.
Like in one and two, you like to me, you couldn't run down on the line in the next gen. Like you had to at least be a lane up.
Yeah. But then, so I had another yo-yo race and was doing good. Worked my way. I qualified 13th. You were 14th. Yeah, I know that was when we finished. So I qualified 15th. You qualified 7th. That was pretty good qualifying for you. But for the race, we had 18 cautions for 72 laps. And we had 12 lead changes. We went 152 laps, and Luke Smith came away with the win. He was good there. Me and him were battling for the lead there for quite a bit there. And Jeffrey Radke finished second. Corey Stahl finished third. Kevin Bernheimer finished fourth. And he had the second lowest count, incident count for the race. Him and Gitchell had 4 incident points. That's pretty good for that race we had and everybody that was happening, crashes, and it was an eventful race. And then Gironi, coming back from 2 laps down, finished 5th. Turner finished 6th. Andrew Turner. Keith Fonseca finished 7th. Cam Barn, he came back from a pit road drive-through to finish 8th. Gitchell finished 9th. And Boston Wheeler, Matthew, finished 10th. And we're in our chat, and Patrick's like, you know, this is just like Tiger King. You just got to stay to the end, watch to the end.
It was just Joel said it first. He was like, this is just like, can't turn away. It's like this really horrible thing that you see that you just can't, you just got to stay looking. And that's exactly what it was. Yeah. But, you know, like we were, you know, like with all the spins and penalties and stuff like that for like EOLs and, you know, how the rule is if you get like second incident. I mean, by the end of the race, it's like, did we give this guy an EOL already? the beginning of the race felt like it was yesterday, yeah. You know? Like, I don't know. It feels like I've been, honestly, if, like the 24 hours of Daytona went faster than this race.
Right. Yeah. I know on Thursday night, Matt Pelletier, the guy is doing race control on Thursday night. I thought he did a pretty good job, but at one point he's like, did the 99 already get a penalty, or is this his first one? He goes,
this is the second one.
He said that, I think it's the second one. I thought, no, I don't think it is. I think he's just been involved in a lot of them. I don't think he actually caused any.
I caused the one with Dalton, you know.
Yeah. That's when he was like, I think this is a second penalty. And I'm like, I don't think it is.
No, I got, yeah, but I was in everything. Like, there was no keeping me
Thursday you were, yeah. Huh?
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
It didn't matter if it started 10 cars up or, I mean, it felt like I was getting into it with cars that were a quarter lap behind me.
Yeah, I remember the first one with you and Keith. I said, oh, the wrecking in front of us. I told the guys in our Discord, the wrecking in front of us. I moved down. You can see in the video, I moved down to avoid you, but then you start rolling backwards and clip me, and that sent me right into the wall. So, yeah.
I tried to lock it down as much as I could, and yeah. It was. But when you're backwards on the track, and you know, I have 3 monitors of fucking of cars just coming at me. It's like,
yeah, you get like, where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like I think I was spun in turn 4 there when I got dumped there, and you're like, don't come up. I'm like, oh shoot, because I'm trying to look around and like, you know, you can't really see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. That was our Thursday night. We did do driver picks. And so the drivers themselves I didn't put them in the chat. So we got to pick a driver for the drivers.
They're going to take Cody Ware. I know he isn't racing, but they're going to pick him anyway. I'm not going to have a point stealed by the driver's pick.
Yeah, you know, he got stolen from another one. He's like, I'm going to biff it so I can win.
Yeah, that was I know he was excited. He thought he was going to get a point and just take it from him.
Although you didn't put Kurt Busch, so
yeah, you did put Kurt Busch. So, I get that point. Yeah.
If Cody Ware can be on there, Kurt Busch, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, we got to give the drivers a pick. So I'm going to go with, how about we just give them.
Where are we going? Oh, Dover? Oh, well, yeah. They're not going to get the race. And they're not going to get the race in, so.
We'll give them LaJoy.
No. Let's not do that. Let's give them Larson. Nobody picked Larson.
They've already picked Larson once, but they don't.
Oh, they can pick him twice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's burn up Larson on a. Let's burn him up. Even though people say like, "Oh, he didn't do good last week, so he's gonna come back to win." Whatever. No, he's not.
All right. Gitchell, he picked Christopher Bell. I'm gonna go over some of these. Yeah. Do you see what?
Dave, who'd you pick?
I picked. Let me go see. Ryan Blaney. Yeah. So I took Blaney.
Taco picked Logano. Fonseca picked Byron. Bo picked Harvick. Mini.
Took Elliott.
Matthew Boss Wheeler picked Hamlin. I picked Bowman at first.
Ryan Truex.
Yeah. I picked Bowman at first, but then his accident. I almost thought of been like so since I had to repick that would have been like technically Gitchell would have to repick too. Because I would be able to take his, but I didn't want Bell. Since I was supposed to pick before him, right?
Truex.
No, the drivers had to pick last.
Oh, drivers had to pick last. Yeah. Crap. Yeah. Well, I'm so used to Gitchell winning.
Yeah. He just needs the luck that he has in the driver's picks to transfer over to iRacing.
And then Turkle, he picked Chastain.
Yeah. Dover is it's a weird track. I feel like the same driver doesn't go out there and dominate each race for me when I'm paying attention to it anyways. So we'll see. It's kind of like a drives like a short track, even though it's not a short track because of the
fast short track.
Yeah, it's a fast short track. The concrete throws a change into it, but
I wish they would go there twice a year. Still, I'd go down in the fall. I might go down next spring though. It's only 7 hours, probably 6 hours for me.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I only do one race a year.
I don't. I've never been to a NASCAR race, and I don't really plan on going.
I mean, they're okay for the experience. It's not like I go to Loudon. I went to Loudon a lot of times, and it's just like any sport. It's much better to watch on TV than going. Yeah. But it's you go there for the experience, you know.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, like last year with what we did. I think it's more, and even like when I went to Michigan when I was a kid, it's more about the week before. Like the week before, like the build up to the race, like that's the fun yeah. part. Especially like when I went to Michigan, we camped. I think like we got there on like a Wednesday, you know, and we camped all weekend. And like my mom, she probably spent just a crap ton of money just. Hey, Ma, can I have $10? Can I have this? Can I have that? You know? Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Also, for Loudon. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to cut this podcast here. So, thank you guys for listening. And next week, we'll be podcast number 100. This was podcast number 99 in honor of Wally Babb.
Right. Good for him.
The real number 99.
Fully.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See you guys.
Later.